And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, October 20th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWar studios in Austin, Texas. And the intensity of the attacks on this independent, pro-human, Team Humanity broadcast are emblematic and are just symptoms of the larger attacks on humanity. We are 15 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 6 seconds, the most important election in world history. Then, President Trump will be president-elect, ladies and gentlemen. In 91 days, he'll be sworn in. But in the 76 days, when he is president-elect, the Democrats have prepared for martial law and the implementation of U.S. troops on the street, seizing control of all infrastructure, and the killing of Americans. It's all public. I warned you of this for decades. And now, the secret plans they've been constructing and building and perfecting in the shadows are being revealed. The knife, the dagger, the sword of tyranny has been unsheathed and is now pointing at the heart of our republic and the entire world. And that's not hype what I just said. That's the point in history that we are alive right now. So, yeah, we're not in the final countdown to some wonderful thing here, are we? We're in the final countdown to a collapsing globalist elite that wants to keep total control, not just over us, but the rest of the world, that has good people, bad people, horrible people like the communist Chinese, ready to go to war with them because the Anglo-American establishment, that's what they call themselves, doesn't mean white people. It's the name of the British Empire merged with the United States Empire in their own documents. Putin refers to it as the Anglo-American elite. They think they run the entire world, and they are the big alpha predator. They've got the most money, the most weapons, the most propaganda, and they got us under their boot. But we are wiggling out from under it right now and biting on the boot, not licking the boot. All right. In just the last 36 hours, it has been confirmed what broke 3 days ago. Pentagon leaked documents, big national security investigation. The White House confirms it's true. They would have denied it if they weren't the ones that leaked it. I'll explain in a moment my perspective and view on that. I don't know that for sure, but you can bet the farm on it. That the White House, and this is a real statement when they say this, does not want Israel to bomb Iran proper because they know what that means and what that's going to trigger. So they're really upset that Netanyahu, to stay in power, has already taken out the main enemies and proxies of Iran around Israel before they go after Israel itself. We talked about this on Friday before it was confirmed. I said I thought it was probably accurate. It hit the foreign news. The secret documents were leaked on Telegram. And now it was confirmed yesterday morning by the White House that indeed U.S. intelligence has Israel's battle plan shared with them by Israel to strike Iran with a heavy bombardment inside Iran and their military bases and their nuclear facilities before the election. That's sometime in the next 15 days. Now, if we knew about this Friday and the White House admitted it Saturday, do you think North Korea knew 6 days ago, 7 days ago when they blew up the highways and roads and bridges and rail lines over the DMZ and that river between South and North Korea? Do you think when Xi Jinping, the Chinese Communist Dictator for Life, came out Saturday and said, prepare for total war with the West, do you think they're talking about that? Israel's plan to attack their ally, Iran. And I'm no fan of the mullahs, but they've been extremely restrained in Israel, cleaning their clock, killing their proxy leaders, just doing a show of force with some missiles that, thank God, didn't kill anybody. Remember, Netanyahu said he will do an investigation of October 7th once the war's over. Well, let's hope the world's not over by the time we find out why Israel stood down for 7.5 hours on October 7th, which doesn't lessen what the, you know, what Hezbollah did backing Hamas. And I said it was Iran the whole time, obviously. But there's a lot of geopolitical wrangling going on right now, and the end of the old financial order is here. And so Russia and China and the BRICS wanted to be their new cashless central bank digital currency, social credit score. And the United States, what's left of the British Empire and Europe, the Anglo-American establishment, the Five Eyes, have got their plan. And what happens in history in World War I and World War II and big wars before that, when big financial interests are clashing and clashing, what did von Bismarck said? He said, war is an extension of politics by other means. I believe that was von Bismarck. My memory sometimes fails. It used to be photographic. It's not anymore. It's still really good. Guys, look up war is an extension of politics by other means. I believe that's von Bismarck, but others have said similar things, and it's true. There's other quotes that war is an extension of business and politics. So you have Israel getting ready to strike Iran proper, and Israel's already promised they are. Netanyahu said, you know, when the time is right, they'll decide. And pull those clips up the last few months. Oh, we will strike Iran proper. That is the nation of Iran. But we'll pick the time in the best way. Probably said it 10 times I've seen him on TV say it. Hell, he said it to Congress. But would that be enough? Yeah, Carl von Clausewitz. Yeah, that's another one that said it. So, another German statesman. But the point is that enough to get Xi Jinping to say prepare for imminent war? Probably, because of the defense agreements they've got, both Russia and China, with Iran, that if it struck proper, they would then respond. But what else would do it? Well, it broke a week ago in Bild, most respected publication in Germany. And by that, most corporate media is not very respectable, and Bild still puts out social propaganda, but when they report, you know, news, it's usually accurate. And Bild talked to senior NATO and EU diplomats that said that NATO's looking at basically giving nuclear weapons to Ukraine in the next 2 weeks so they can threaten to use them on Russia if Russia doesn't leave. And that, oh, don't worry, there's plausible deniability because they can just say that because of the nuclear reactors that Ukraine has, that they could build their own. Wink, wink. Kind of like when the West got caught blowing up Nord Stream pipeline a few years ago, they now blame Ukraine. They need that plausible deniability. Like China has always just come out in policy reports, said they would use North Korea as the trigger on the world stage, a conflict there to launch nuclear war, total war, just like they did back during the Korean War in the 50s. And that was a war between the United States and China, and we're still at war. It was just a ceasefire. Zelensky calls for nukes, then denies nuke plan, but Hungary believes he will trigger nuclear war, World War III. Here's the headlines. First Ukraine nuke ready in weeks, Bild reports. So Zelensky a few weeks ago saying, I'm going to have nukes soon. I'm going to get nukes. And then I was like, no, we don't have nukes. We're not getting nukes. And I've told you for years, Saudi Arabia has nukes. Iran has nukes. Now South Korea wants nukes. They're handing them out like hotcakes. Israel still claims they don't have nukes. They've got thousands. That's been confirmed. That goes back to JFK. Right around that time, they got them in 63. So you talk about a Mexican standoff. That's where everybody's pointing guns at each other and nobody wins. That's mutually assured destruction. So, look at this overhead shot right here. Chinese President Xi Jinping orders military to prepare for war. Chinese President Xi Jinping orders military to prepare for war. Xi Jinping asked troops to prepare for war as battle drills intensify around Taiwan. Xi Jinping orders Chinese troops to boost war preparedness. China Xi calls for troops to boost war preparedness. AP, Reuters, all of it. North Korea threatens to declare war. China slams illegal U.S. sanctions. South Korea needs nukes. Leaked documents show U.S. intelligence on Israel's plans to attack Iran, sources say. CNN. Before the election, Iran warns U.S. over Israeli strikes. Iran, weakened by attacks on its allies, braces for Israeli strikes. Has Iran just tested a nuclear weapon? They had a big earthquake in a region, and the seismologist that looked at it, it's being reported all over the news, said that it looks like an atomic or hydrogen weapon was detonated underground, creating a 4.6 on the Richter scale detected in the Siman region. U.S. government leaks Israeli strike plans to Iran. That's really what happened. Great report by Raw Egg Nationalist at Infowars.com. That really breaks it down. Netanyahu promises retaliation following assassination attempt on his home with a drone. Fox News. Hezbollah drones target Netanyahu's home. He says, agents of Iran tried to assassinate me. Blowback, how Israel went from helping Hamas to bombing it. How Israel decimated Hamas and Hezbollah leadership in 3 months. Israel's historical role in the rise of Hamas. This is all mainstream news. Okay, so that's just some of what's going on there. Just to give you an idea, this is all unprecedented. This is the greatest combination of crises we've seen that even mainline historical analysts say is the signature of